Hey, what's up, Jay Helms? Yep, that's not it. I almost said, what's up, Jay Helms? This is Busy Parents. Hey, Busy Parents. This is Jay Helms, founder of this podcast and movement known as the W2 Capitalist. Hey, I have this management concept I want to share with you, and I share it with folks inside the W2 Capitalist community. And it has just served me extremely well in my corporate, when I had a corporate life, raising kids and with off-market mailers. And I had this epiphany a couple of weeks ago. We don't send a whole lot of off-market mailers. But when we do, what I've noticed, we've closed two properties in the last 2 years, and off-mailers off of, I think there's been a total of like 400 mailers that we've sent out, and we've closed two properties. And I had this, we were getting ready to send a new batch out, and I was looking at it, and I was thinking, man, there's something lacking here. And I got to thinking about those two that we closed, what was the difference between the mailer that I sent out versus those. And I just had this epiphany. So, and it reminded me of this management concept is that I've used in corporate America. I use it parenting our kids. And that's, once is an anomaly, two's a pattern, and three's a trend. You ignore the anomalies, you pay attention to the patterns, and you manage to the trends. And so with our off-market campaigns, if you're not familiar with off-market campaigns, it's basically you build a list off of whatever list service that you want to use. Now, I use PropStream because they approach me as being an affiliate, and you know that if you're in the W2 Capitalist community, I will pull a list from you, and you don't necessarily need a subscription. But if you don't have a subscription, or if you are looking for a list, I can give you a link that's going to give you 10,000 leads from PropStream for free. So just text me 205-249-0248, and I'll get that over to you. Excuse me. But here's what I recognized in this epiphany I had. We were sending out these mailers, and we just put them in the mail last week. So probably haven't had enough time to even reach the recipients yet. And even so, what we've seen is our mailers don't usually get a response of quality, a quality response, until a few months after we sent them. So I'm expecting we send them now, and then, you know, 3 months from now, we'll get something from them. But the two properties that I'm talking about that we closed on, those mailers had our offer right in the mailer. Now, these were both vacant pieces of land. It's a little bit easier to underwrite it because we don't have to worry about construction or rehab or whatever. But as we are, and so, you know, those two, there were different variations. One was, hey, I want to buy your property. This is how much I want to pay for it. Let me know if you're interested in it. And then the other one was a little bit more professional. It was an actual letter of intent that explained all the details of our offer. So it provided, hey, if you're interested, just sign this, mail it back to me, and we'll get an attorney to draw up the official paperwork, right? And so this time, this mailer's, we're switching to, our liquidity is, we have a lack of liquidity right now, but we still want to grow, right? And so our mailers this time, we've identified about 70 small, not really medium, but really on the smaller side of apartment complexes, and we're looking for an owner financing opportunity. So basically, the mailer introduced who I was. I had a picture of me and my family on it, and simply stated that if Mr. and Mrs. Seller ever wanted to sell in the future, I would love to be able to make an offer. Now, that was the initial mailer, we were driving somewhere, and I was thinking about it. I was like, man, there's something just not right with that. I had this epiphany. There was no numbers on it whatsoever. And so what I did is I went back to Zillow and looked up the Zestimate. Yep, the Zestimate, because I feel like anyone who's going to sell or finance, they're going to do the exact same thing, right? And they're going to say, well, my property's worth, you know, the Zestimate, when really it's not. But with owner financing, as I'm learning, and as we're trying to find that Bigfoot of a deal or maybe unicorn of a deal, is that, you know, you compromise on the price, but you win on the terms, right? And that's kind of what we're focused on. So before we put these letters in the mail, I went back, I looked up all the Zestimates for all the properties, and just in the bottom right-hand corner, I wrote down what the Zestimate was. I didn't say, hey, this is the Zestimate. I didn't say, hey, this is my offer. I just wrote down what the what the number was, right? $350,000, $270,000, whatever the case, whatever the Zestimate was. Now, some of them didn't have it on there, and so I had to do my best guess, you know, or guesstimate of what I think they would offer or receive as an offer, and I just wrote that number down. And so, hopeful that that will get that conversation started. Now, we're running a little long, so maybe let me know if this interests you. Just send me a text, and I can expand on this, or even share the exact mailer, the exact envelope, and why we use that, maybe in a future episode, or just with you individually. Just send me a text, 205-249-0248, and obviously, if these mailers start to produce, I will let you guys know. And as you continue building your portfolio, or working with your kids, whatever the case is, you know, parenting, working at your W-2, right? If, especially if you're in charge of some employees, really think about adopting that concept as once is an anomaly, two is a pattern, and three is a trend. You manage to the trends and you pay attention, you pay attention to the patterns.